Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn fires to first and has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to Smalley, who tags LaFleur for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Norwood moves to second. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norwood scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong is called out on strikes. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Ford reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ford moves to third. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.